Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Every Dog Has His Christmas Day.
Now look, Pat, I don't know where it's gone. I haven't taken any fruit out of that bowl.
But it's nearly empty. And I've only just filled it up for Christmas. There were a dozen tangerines, some apples, and 2 pounds of mixed nuts in that bowl this morning.
But, Pat, nobody could have got through that much stuff in a day. Oh, I don't know, though.
Yes, you're right, my darling son. Little Jimmy Seven Stomachs. If he's taking that fruit, I'll murder him. He's been enough trouble this week as it is.
Oh, well, he always gets a bit excited the week before Christmas. He's not such a bad lad.
You wouldn't have said that when I was drying out your scarf and sports jacket.
Drying them out? What? When?
This morning, when I found them at the bottom of the garden.
What were they doing at the bottom of the garden?
Helping to keep our Jimmy Snowman warm.
The cheeky young scamp. Where is he?
I sent him to Mr. Wright, the grocer, with my order.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Grandad.
Jimmy, I sent you to the grocer.
Hope you both have a smashing time. Lots of presents, and besides that, it slipped out of me hand.
What slipped out of your hand?
The snowball.
Ah, Jimmy, just hit me on the head with a snowball.
Oh, Jimmy, you are naughty.
But I didn't know it was our Susan, ma'am. In them slacks and that peaked hat she wears, I thought she was the postman. I mean, he's got bandy legs as well.
I'll smack you in a minute. He was getting his own back, Mother, because I saw what was in the paper bag.
What paper bag?
Oh, the one you were sneaking out with earlier on, with all the fruit in it.
What, you young
scamp? It's the season of goodwill, Mum. God rest ye merry, gentlewoman, let nothing...
Be quiet. Where were you going with that fruit?
It was for some poor hungry kids, Grandad.
He told me it was the Black Hand Gang.
Well, they're poor and hungry. All except me. But then I'm lucky to have such a marvellous mum and granddad who love me so much.
Now, look, funny boy. Have you been to the grocer's yet?
Well, no, I was waiting for Alfie to run me round there on his motorbike.
You're riding no motorbike in this weather. Now, hurry up. That's my special order for Christmas.
Yes, Mum.
And no more throwing snowballs, or you'll spend Christmas in bed without food, presents, or anything.
Mum, here's me finger. See that clean, see that mucky. No more snowballs will I chuck it. Come on, hurry up, Alfie. The grocer will be closed soon.
Oh, look at your time. Would you mind telling me why I'm walking to the grocer's with you?
Well, I like taking you for walks, Alfie. It's a change from taking our dog.
You haven't got a dog. Oh, very funny that, yeah. Hey, he's got a dog over there. Yeah, he's got two dogs.
Who?
That old fella talking to them people in that bus queue. Hey, look. Yeah, they're sitting up on the pavement on the little bottoms.
Are they? Hurry up, bus, or they'll all get frostbite in the little...
Not the bus queue, the dogs. Hey, that face is familiar, Jimmy. Does it remind you of anybody?
Yeah, I think so, Alfie. Is it the big dog or the little one that looks like our Susan?
Neither is the old man. He doesn't look like Susan.
Ooh, lucky for him.
Yeah, I'll thump you one. And I mean, we know him. It's him with the two performing dogs.
That's right. Only the old dog, the Colonel, he's retired now. His son Butch does all the tricks.
Yeah, he can count up to six, you know.
I know. Aren't you jealous?
I'm warning you. Now, what's his name again? Not Butch's name, that's Butch and the Colonel's the Colonel. I mean, Abdul. What's his name?
You've just said it, you twit.
No, not Mr. Twit, Abdul. Ah, the amazing Abdul, that's it. Hey, come on, let's go and hear what he's saying.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness an amazing display of canine craftiness and doggy dexterity. Butch is going to have a bash. Thank you. Yes. And while Butch is astounding you with his brilliance, his father, the Colonel, will pass amongst you with the hat between his... Colonel. Colonel. Oh, wake up, you silly old mongrel. Honestly, I can't take my eyes off you for two ticks. Oh, all right, Butch, don't count yet, please. Save yourself for the big tricks. Now, where's the hat, Colonel? The hat. I gave it you to carry between your teeth.
Leg, I think he's eaten it.
You've lost it, haven't you? I don't know. Honestly, sometimes you make me sick. I said sick, Butch, not six. Right. Now you can do your sums for the kind ladies and gentlemen here. Now, Butch will bark any number between 1 and 10. Will somebody please call out a number between 1 and 10?
6 7/8.
Off you go, Butch. 6 7/8. Eh? But, oh, dear me, now you've done it. Look, you've upset him now. Now, will somebody else please call out any number between 1 and 10?
Yeah, I will. Any number between 1 and 10.
Ah, the rotten beggars. They're not giving little Butch a chance.
You're right, Alfie. I hope he bites them all and gives them distemper. Hey, I've just had a thought. If you get distemper, do you break out in whitewash?
See, this is no time for jokes. Now, be quiet.
Well, so much for Butch the mathematician. You will now be entertained by Butch the carol singer as he joins me in a seasonal favourite, Silent Night. Are you ready, Butch? 1, 2. Silent night. Shut up.
Keep going. Ignore him.
Remember, the show must go on. Look out, the boss.
Butch, Colonel, run for your life. Butch, where are you all, friend? Did the bus get you? Butch, bark to me.
It's all right, Mr. Abdul. Alfie's caught him for you.
Eh? Who's that?
Yeah, it's us, Jimmy and Alfie. Yeah, I've got Butch here in my arms and he... Oh, come on, where?
Yes, well, he does slaver a bit when he's excited. Oh, Butch. You're safe and well. Looky, see, looky, little tail gun. Oh, my dear old pal. Yes. Isn't it lovely? Come to your daddy, Butch. Yes, goodbye.
Yes, well, if I could have the reward for finding him, we'll be on our way.
Oh, say, shut up. Yeah, I'm glad we caught Butch for you, Mr. Abdul. Did you remember us?
Oh, my word, yes, I remember you, especially the lad. Yes, you two once found Butch before, didn't you, when he was lost?
Well, we had to find him, seeing it was us who lost him. You remember, Mr. Abdul, Alfie broke into your caravan and the Colonel attacked him. Go on, Colonel. Show us what you did to Alfie.
No, say, belt up, will you? Nice, Colonel. Good doggy. Yeah, hold his collar, Mr. Abdul. I don't think he likes me.
Give over, Alfie. He just wants to shake your hand in his mouth. Have you still got your caravan, Mr. Abdul?
No, I'm afraid not, Jim, you see. No, times are so bad for me, I have to just sell it.
Ah, well, where are you living now, then?
Number 18, Renshaw Street.
Oh, I go near there on my way to work. Hey, Renshaw Street? They're pulling it all down.
Yes, that's right, Alfie, yes. The dogs and me are the only ones left in the street now. Yeah. Yes, we live alone in a cold, damp room over a disused shop. We've got no money, no engagements, no plum puddings. And any day now, we're going to be demolished.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Mr. Abdul.
Will you stop being funny?
No, it's all right, Alfie. No, I could do with cheering up a bit, you know. Yeah. I was only saying to Butch earlier on, the speed they're going with them bulldozers, I think me and the dogs will spend Christmas Day singing Bless This Rubble.
But if they knock your house down, where will you go to live?
Chest, you see. Oh, thank you, sonny. I'm afraid, Jim, I've no money, you see. Now, we'll probably get split up on Christmas Eve. Me to the workhouse and my little pals here to the dog's home. If they're still alive to go there.
Alfie! Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. I was having to spend Christmas in the work home. The dog's out, the home. We're supposed to be civilized.
Alfie. I mean, even you care about Mr. Abdul and the dogs. That makes me very happy.
Well, it's very nice of you. And to be so upset over me and my little pals.
Oh, yes. That's all right. You're welcome.
Even poor little Budgie's crying.
Yes, Alfie. Lend him your hanky.
Don't be funny. It's
what, Alfie?
It's turn 5 to 6. The grocers will be shut in a minute.
Right, yes, we've got to dash, Mr. Abdul.
Oh, yes. Well, off you go then, Sonny. I'll get away myself now. Back to my lonely garret. Merry Christmas to you both.
Oh, thanks, we won't be the only ones to have a Merry Christmas. You, Butch and the Colonel are going to have one as well.
Wait a minute, the lad's talking, aren't he? Yeah. But look, I told you, Jim, I've no money, do you see? I mean, I usually do the kiddies show for the corporation at the Civic Hall, but I don't know, they've got somebody else this time, you see. No, I've no money, Jim, I'm skint, lad.
Oh, well, Alfie isn't. I mean, we're not. You go home and we'll see you later when we've given me mum's order to Mr. Wright the grocer. Come on, Alfie.
Yes, yes, I see. Well, thanks for ringing, Mr. Wright. I'll call for our groceries myself. Bye-bye.
What'd the grocer say, Susan?
Well, according to him, our Jimmy ordered some extra items and wanted them parcelling up separately.
But what for?
Well, he's got Alfie to go with him to number 18 Renshaw Street. Well, that's where they've taken the other groceries.
Renshaw Street? But all the property's empty down there, waiting demolition.
Aye, just the place for a gang's headquarters.
What? Oh, no, not that Black Hand mob again. The little villain.
Oh, wait till I see Alfie. I'll have something to say to him.
So will I, the ninny.
And what I'll do to my little son is nobody's business. Did the grocer say how much stuff he'd taken, Susan?
15 shillings worth, Mother.
What? Father, you'd better get round to Renshaw Street quickly before the Black Hand gang start dining at our expense.
Don't worry. When I get round there, they won't be doing much eating. They'll be too busy crying, especially that wee scheming grandson of mine.
Loosen his tie, Jim. I'll give him a drink of water.
Right you are, Mr. Abdul.
He must have gone down with quite a bump.
Well, so would you if you were suddenly attacked by 2 mad dogs. Oh, sorry, Butch, Colonel.
Oh, my head. Oh, the pain. Oh, what's wrong with me, head?
We don't know, Alfie. We'll tell you just as soon as we've rung the psychiatrist.
Don't be funny. What happened?
Well, do you remember going out for fish and chips for the 5 of us?
5?
Yeah, us 3 and the 2 dogs.
Hi, Alfie. While you were out, Jimmy and Abdul took the dogs for a walk. And on the way back, they met me and we all stood talking in the street. The dogs came back home on their own. Then you came in before we did and they attacked you. I'm sorry about this, Alfie.
Ah, it's all right, Mr. Sinclair. It's me who should be sorry. Deceiving you. Bringing them fish and chips back from the grocers. Give me them groceries back from the chip shop. They cost 15 bob behind your back, not the fish and chips. We got them off that right fella.
Jim, I'm worried. His mind's wandering.
Don't worry. It'll be back for tomorrow morning.
Now that'll do, Jimmy. Look, Alfie, they've told me everything I know about you and Jimmy buying those groceries.
Oh, heck. And you're not mad, Mr. Sinclair?
Not at all. I'm proud of the pair of you. And I'm going to help Mr. Abdul as well. I'm going to try and get him some engagements over Christmas.
Yes, you see, Alfie, Mr. Abdul was done out of them engagements at the Civic Hall by a baddie.
Oh, what baddie?
Percival, the educated parrot.
Oh, I see. You know, I could have sworn I heard a parrot.
Yeah, that's right. You were listening to yourself.
That parrot's owned by a no-good swindling layabout called Billy Liversidge.
Yes, Alfie. He sits on a perch and says funny poems.
Oh, Billy Liversidge.
No, Percival the Parrot.
He's always taking members of the town council out and buying them drinks, you know.
Oh, the parrot?
No. Good gracious, now, Billy Liversedge. That's how he's pinched my engagements off me at the Civic Hall. Him and his blasted parrot.
Yes, and I've got an idea, Alfie. Why don't we put some glue in his seed pot and gum his beak up?
Oh, Billy Liversedge.
No! Oh, don't some cuckoo's mothers have them? Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny to put into his hat, he won't have a turkey, so he'll have to stuff the cat.
Jimmy, can I come in? Can I come in? Have you finished wrapping your presents yet?
Yes, come in, Mum. I finished wrapping yours anyway.
What? Haven't you done Grandad's and Susan's yet? They'll be back soon. Come on, let me have them.
Here you are.
I can't get this paper to fold properly.
Well, you don't need a whole sheet of paper to wrap up a tin of tobacco. You tear it. Oh, I see you got Susan some stockings.
Yeah. They cost 4 and 11 as well.
I know. And she goes through about 2 pairs a week.
What? Mm. That's nearly 10 bob. Hey, tell her to give me 2 bob a week and I'll paint her legs every Friday.
I might make it 0.5 crown if you can paint mine as well. There you are, then. They're done.
Now, is that the lot?
Yes, but I'll need a bit more paper tomorrow. I have 3 more presents to wrap.
Who for?
Well, some cigarettes for Mr. Abdul and 2 bones for his dogs.
Ah, you are silly. Ah, oh, but it's a very nice thought, son. Don't worry. I'll see that he's all right for Christmas. And his dogs.
Oh, good old Mal.
I just wish I could have got him an engagement at the Women's Guild party, but they provide their own entertainment, if you can call it that. Last year it was Mrs. Eccles and Mrs. Billington.
Oh, dear. What a double act. Fatty Eccles and Beaky Billington. And now for an encore, Beaky Billington will dance the Dying Duck. And Fatty Eccles will do the shake without moving her feet. Don't throw money, just buns and birdseed.
Now, Jimmy, don't be unkind. That's very naughty of you.
Here he is, Grandad, you troublemaker.
Oh. And what trouble's me Grandad been making now?
Now, don't try and be funny, my lad, or you'll be across my knee.
What's wrong, Father?
Well, it's this young scamp phoned up the Rose and Crown, pretending to be me, and booked the concert hall for tomorrow night for Abdul to put on a show.
Well, you said you couldn't get him an engagement, so I tried. And the landlord said it was all right.
Of course he did, because he expects me to pay £5 for the hire of the room.
Alfie, you sure that parrot man's here tonight? That blooming Billy Liversedge.
Yeah, this is the civic hall, and this is where Councillor Fox said he is every night this week. Not the councillor, the parrot man is. I mean, Fox said it, but Liversedge is.
You sure it wasn't Percival the parrot you asked?
No. See, don't be funny. Look, there you are. There's his dressing room, see? Percival the performing parrot.
I wonder if Billy Liversedge has a dressing room.
Oh, see, well, he can't change his clothes in the corridor. No, of course he hasn't. He changes his clothes with a parrot.
Do you think the parrot's clothes will fit him?
They must be. What are you talking about?
Never mind, let's go in and see if we can talk him into letting Abdul come back.
Is that what you've come for?
Well, why do you think I'd come? To get the parrot's autograph?
This bloke won't let Abdul back. He's the one who got him kicked out. He got pally with Councillor Fox, the parrot, I mean, man, Liversedge. And then he worked him out, Abdul, I mean. Not worked him out, was by Billy the Parrot, Percy Liversedge, him. Anyway, he won't help Abdul.
Well, I'm going to give him a chance. And then if he won't help, I'll deal with the parrot.
Oh, be daft, a parrot can't talk to you. Well, he can talk, but only what you say. If somebody says it repeats, I mean, a parrot can't talk sense.
You mean because it's a bird?
Yeah.
Well, what's your excuse?
Well, I'm not a bird. You're a woman. You're a parrot. I say, don't be funny.
Look, I didn't say I was going to talk to the parrot. I said I was going to deal with it. I mean, nobble it.
Oh, well, you mean like a racehorse so it'll run slow? Yeah, but I mean, won't talk.
Oh, never mind. Let's go in.
Come in.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Liversedge. We wanted to talk to you for a... Mr. Liversedge.
Who are you? Hello, who are you? Hello.
Hello, I'm Alfie Allmister, Mr. Middles. Goodbye, Barrett. Jim, I was saying hello to the parrots.
Yes, and you did it very nicely, Alfie. Ask the parrot to teach you something else.
Hello, who are you?
Hey, that's clever. He said that without moving his beak.
Well, what are you... Just what are you two doing in my dressing room?
We wanted to see you, Mr. Liversidge.
Oh, like it's not the parrot. I mean, you aren't, Mr. Liversidge. You were talking, not the parrot, without moving your beak. There's beak, I mean.
Is this some sort of joke?
No, it's Alfie all. You see, we knocked on the door, Percival said come in, we did, and then the parrot started teaching Alfie to talk.
Ah, that's right, Mr. Liversidge. No, he didn't. Well, he did say come in, but he didn't teach me. Get to talk, I mean.
All right, so we can't blame the parrot. Now then, what did you want to see me for? I can't spare you more than a minute or two. I'm expecting Councillor Fox, so be brief.
Yeah, well, you see, Mr. Liversidge.
Sidge. Liversidge.
Oh, Mr. Sidge Liversidge. We came to ask you if you would... Give me a peanut. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
A thrush. A thrush. Give me a peanut. Give me a peanut.
Hey, that's clever. Can he do any more birds?
Percival can impersonate practically every bird and dogs, cats, lots of things. Percival, do a crow.
A crow.
Give me peanut. Give me peanut.
Hey, that's marvellous. Did you hear that, Jim?
Give Alfie a peanut.
All right, that's enough. Now then, what do you want? And you tell me, boy.
Well, the other day we were walking past a bus queue and it was raining and this poor old man, the amazing...
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in sob stories. Abdul is decrepit, like his old dog, the Colonel. They're both ready for the scrap heap. I'm doing the audience a favour by keeping him off the stage.
Well, but couldn't you just let him take your place for one night?
Not for one second.
Would you tell Mr. Liversidge Councillor Fox is here to see him?
Yeah, that's the Councillor. Come on, out. I've got more important things to discuss than a senile dog trainer and his flea-bitten mongrels.
Well, they've got more sense than your daft parrot.
What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't catch them working for peanuts.
Now, look, Jim, son. Look, you said you were bringing me here to the Civic Hall for an engagement, not to stand on the side of the stage and watch Councillor Fox introduce me blooming rival with his malting palate, you know?
You will get an engagement. Just stand there and watch.
Oh. But, Jim, I don't understand that either. How can Mr. Abdul have an engagement if Mr. Slaveridge, liver sausage, that parrot fellow's on?
You what? You saw me go back in the dressing room after Liversidge went off with Councillor Fox and that bottle of whiskey he was giving him for Christmas, the Twister.
Yeah, well, I know, but what's that got to do with... Oh, the nobbling. You went back and you nobbled the racehorse. The parrot slowed it down. No, you didn't. It's on the other side, ready to run. See, it's over there, ready to talk, I mean.
Has Liversidge got a performing horse as well?
No, it's just Alfie here, the performing twit. Look, Mr. Abdul, Liversidge was nasty about you and he wouldn't even let you have one night in the whole week.
No.
So as I told Alfie, I dealt with the parrot... I gave it an extra feed. Just a little bit of one of me granddad's sleeping tablets.
And now, boys and girls, we have a real treat for you. Mr. Billy Liversleech and Percy, the cleverest parrot in the world.
Hello there, boys and girls. I'd like you to meet my friend Percival. Percival, say hello to the boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, boys and girls.
Yeah, that's enough, Percival. You see, he's used to doing three shows a day.
Ooh, why don't he eat the peanuts and let the parrot do the jokes?
How old are you, Percival?
I'm 20.
No, you're 60.
That's right, 320. Hey, it is clever. It can add up as well.
No, Alfie. He taught it to say that, you see. I mean, a parrot can't think. Well, not think like you can.
Nobody can think like he can. He does it with his feet.
Hey, now, don't try and be clever.
Quiet. Look at the parrot. His eyes are closing.
Come along, Percival. I ask you to count up to 10. Now, count up to 10.
Gone to sleep.
Yes, it's away.
Has Polly gone to bye-bye again?
Percival, count up to 10, you stupid looking. He's having a little rest, boys and girls. Wake up or I'll pull your feathers out, you. Wake up!
Mr. Liversidge seems to be a bit upset, Jim.
Yeah, I think any minute now is Polly's going to get the bird. Mr. Abdul, look at Councillor Fox's face. You'd think the hounds were after him.
Well, I think those children could be worse than hounds.
He's coming over here. You've got the dogs ready outside, haven't you?
Oh, my word, yes, they're waiting for me, but I don't... Oh, wait a minute, I see. If they can't wake the parrot up, they'll need another act to go on.
Yeah, either that or they'll need a new civic hall. Some of them kids are football supporters.
So that's why you nubbled the parrot and brought Mr. Abdul here. Ooh, now I see it all.
That's it, clever Alfie. Have another peanut.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Mr. Abdul, Brian Truman as Billy Liversidge, and Percy Edwards as the animals and birds. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Mr. Abdul went on and the kids loved his act. Councillor Fox has given him 3 more engagements. So he's all set for a Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way, Percival is fine. Old Liversidge woke him up as soon as they got back to the dressing room. He threw a glass of water over him. The parrot opened his eyes, shook his feathers and said, "Short night, wasn't it?" Ta-ra, and a very Merry Christmas.